Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tolliver. Well, they've got to go for three now. Tolliver looking for screen. She fires. Got it! Holy cow, what a shot! Foley under three. Foley has to force it. No! No, it's done it! For Brenda Fries, the 84th game she has won at Maryland. It is a game she and her players will never, ever forget.
Hard to believe that was almost 20 years ago. The 05-06 season, Maryland winning its first ever women's national championship, where Maryland legendary basketball player Laura Harper was the most outstanding player of that tournament. Now she's coaching at Towson University. Joining us right now, Coach Laura Harper. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. Thank you so much for having me.
How does it feel when you hear that, almost 20 years ago, but hear that highlight?
I get chills every time I hear that reel. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old. Hearing age is just a number. From Brenda, 20 years ago. I mean, I guess that means I'm old, huh?
Yeah. No, not really. Not really. I'll say no for now.
Thank you for that.
So, Coach, what's it like now making that transition? You go from, you know, national championship team playing at Maryland, now you're coaching, you know, and against your coach, I guess, you know, and now doing things with the woman that actually coached your team. What's this transition been like now that you're, a major college coach?
Of course, you know, honestly, it's surreal. I think there's some days where I really have to step back and say, this is really my life, you know, because you go from a collegiate athlete to a national champion to, you know, Elite Eight to playing pro to overseas to what's next, coaching to now being at the likes of Towson, of such a reputable university. And now it's just learning and growing and trying to be everything I was as a player and give back, you know, to my student athletes.
So, quick question. I always wonder this. So, you won a national championship, and you have that bond for life with your teammates. How much do you guys stay in touch with each other?
Oh, it's funny you say that. We are very close. You know, a lot of us are local. Myself, Marissa Coleman, Crystal Langhorne, we're all here. Ashley Newman is here. Jay Perry is also here. So, five of us are still here in Maryland. Christy comes back and forth all the time. We travel for her games, and Shay's back and forth from Israel as well. So we are very, very close.
Here with Laura Harper, head women's basketball coach at Towson University. Hey, you said you had another question?
Yeah, quick question. I find your career kind of fascinating because you've played in Russia, Italy, and Turkey. Did you pick up languages? Did you need to learn to speak any of these languages? Because that's very different, all three of them.
Oh, my goodness. Just enough to say hi, bye, and thank you.
Okay.
you know, I'm grateful for my teammates that were amazing translators. So, unfortunately, you know, I can say da-da-da and, you know,
Russia,
yeah. Here and there, you know, merhaba, but not much more, honestly.
Laura, you got an event coming up. You and some former teammates celebrating your 20-year national championship along with Brenda Freeze on November the 1st. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're extremely excited. You know, Brenda and I have never teamed up and done anything quite like this. So on November the 1st, as we are celebrating, one, the beginning of both of our seasons, Towson University, Maryland University, highlighting the student athletes, and bringing back some of my current teammates to just bring our fan bases together, bring Baltimore back together. Like, these two programs are going to be successful this year. So I'm extremely excited. It's a fundraising event, and we're really pumped up.
Also, you have any, I think people don't really understand your coaching resume. I do just from a recruiting standpoint. But do you have camps and clinics also for the young women in Baltimore that they may want to check out?
Absolutely. So this year we brought over 600 young women into our doors. We believe we are the biggest camp in the DMV, and it's really high level. And you know, credit Lori Khalil, our general manager, for spearheading our camps and our clinics, and even really having a big part of this event that we're doing.
Absolutely. Now, if folks want tickets to Saturday, November the 1st, how can they get them again?
Absolutely. So they can go to TowsonBBallCamps.com, TowsonWBBCamps.com, and it'll be right there as they need to purchase a ticket.
And I'll post these as well. But thank you very much, Coach, and I'll see you soon.
Good luck this season.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed one.
You too. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Did they find a good MC for that event or no?
Not yet.
They're still looking for one? Mm-hmm. No, oh, they got someone. They just didn't get a good one. Yeah.
It's all right. It's cool.
That's messed up. I'll be emceeing the event if you don't know by now, based on Jeremy's lead to that. You know, Jeremy is the only person that promotes you by throwing shade.
Well, at least they know.
He announced that I was emceeing this event by throwing shade. Did they find a good MC yet? Or they just got the sucker MC? Oh, Rob.
Oh, my bad.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That he's the only person that promotes you with shade.
That's like saying old school hip hop.
Yeah. Sucker MC.
Sucker MC. I'm
just shout out to the 50 and overs there. That's all it was.
Don't you dare call me a sucker MC or a JT. I ain't no jive turkey.
That's way back.
Oh, going back even further.
Way back. But yeah, this, going back to Laura Harper, she's just a tremendous college basketball coach, man. It's just funny to see the transition. I remember watching her on TV to now. She's sitting in your gym looking at your kids. Now that's just a complete, you know, 180.
That'd be kind of cool to you play for a coach as a kid in college, and then you end up going to camps with her, coaching against her, and things like that.
Your idols become your rivals.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's what that is.
Yeah.
And I love the way Brenda will play Towson, and she'll do your home and home. She'll come to Towson. I've seen her. She was at Towson before. I saw her at Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda will bring the show on the road to help a smaller school out.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, not me either.
I think sometimes, too, you'll see it in the men's, but in the women's side, the two for one. The two at home, one on the road, kind of giving somebody, you know. And then you're always going to get the ones where you give a little bit of cash to one of these smaller schools to come and get their comeuppance real quick. And it's always fun. Like when Loyola went to Indiana and beat Indiana, they took their check and the W. Thank you.
It happens more in basketball than it does football.
Of course. We've seen it, Appalachian State against Michigan here recently.
Towson put up a good fight against LSU once.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Juan Dixon, when he was at Coppin, who did they? They pushed somebody to the limit. Was it Georgetown?
You might be right.
I think they pushed somebody to the very bitter end and ended up losing it. That's when he was at Kai Coppin. He's not in there anymore. His birthday's coming up. Is it today? It's coming up soon. Yeah, it's coming up soon. He shares a birthday with another famous local athlete. I'll figure it out.
Is it me?
Brenda you're talking about? Or?
Juan Dixon.
I think it's she. Never mind.
No, I'm sorry. He does.
Okay, gotcha.
I may have said she.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You try to wish a guy happy birthday and throw some shade at him?
Man, I'm sorry, man. You know I didn't mean to do that. Why you guys?
The hell? What is that?
It's coming up the 9th. And he shares a birthday with Brian Roberts. He and Brian Roberts share a birthday.
I remember.
I'm not going to ask you to guess who's older now because you look at it, get a head start.
The It's funny too, because like the whole thing with Brian Roberts, who was describing him one day, because he showed up every day before the concussion and the injury, and they were talking so fast, and they said he's a very durable player, but the way they said it, I thought he said he's a very adorable player. So then I was like, you know what? I agree with you, because he is adorable. And then the guest was like, I didn't say adorable. I said he's a durable player. I said, yeah, adorable. Yeah.
So bad of you. World of Stupid at 8:15. Jeremy Kahn, take us into the world.
Oh, we've got some fun stuff today. All right, so we're going to talk about a guy that broke a Guinness World Record, and I think it's so impressive. I'm wondering if it'll ever be broken. I'm not sure. There might be one guy in this room that could compete with him, and that might be Rob, but I'll tell you what his record was. We'll also talk about a man that was on this Chinese man-made jungle thing that they had. It was a survival contest where they literally just threw you in the woods and whoever lasted the longest wins. There had to be some people close to death. I mean, I'll explain the story and all that. And lastly, a French influencer, if you want to call him that, was just jailed 6 months for one of these viral pranks that he was pulling on people. This has to be one of the worst ones I've ever heard, and this guy deserves to have his ass kicked. I'll tell you what it is when we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back.
Hey, Jeremy, before you go,
yeah,
I don't know if this is breaking or not. Odell Beckham Jr. said he's accepted a 6-game suspension for violating PED policy.
Man, he's out this week?
Yeah, he's out. He's a free agent, so he's...
Oh, he's got that Justin Tucker. I'll just serve it while I'm not playing. Yeah. I'm not on a roster? Yeah, I'll serve my suspension. What can you be suspended for if you're not on a team?
I didn't know he was in the league.
He's not. He's a free agent.
I think how did he get suspended? Oh, because he didn't retire?
From last year, I guess.
Oh. I'm very good. I thought it was a joke for a second. I was looking at the screen going, what? You
know, maybe a positive test from last year. Maybe he appealed it, and now he's accepted it.
So let me tell you guys about some of the things in the Guinness Book of World Record are really stupid, right? Like, I mean, somebody will come up with something.
Why in the world is stupid?
A guy that smoked a cigarette and popped 100 balloons with his butt or something. You know, like, it's just at the same time. Dumb stuff. Hey, can you do this? Like, some of it just makes no sense because nobody's ever tried something that stupid. They end up getting a Guinness Book of World Records. Well, Rob, man on a talent show audition, set an incredible record in the Guinness Book of World Records when he ripped a 40-second fart.
Oh, my gosh. I bet he lost some weight.
40-second.
I bet he lost some pounds.
Fat.
Or at least some inches on his stomach.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. Let me tell you.
Doesn't that make you pass out?
Let me tell you about Bernard Clemens.
Bernard.
Back on May 17th.
From where?
He's from England. He's British. All right. Back in May 17th, I ripped a steamy one for 2 minutes and 48 seconds. And he claims to have done that. But this is on record, the 40-second straight.
So he's 2 minutes shy of his personal record.
Bernard also spent over an hour in a hyperbaric chamber to reduce the injurious? Is that effects of systemic gas bubbles by physically reducing their size and providing improved conditions for the elimination of bubbles and excess dissolved gas that had accumulated in the system while preparing himself for this awesome feat.
Well, he's a gasologist.
So he's, oh, that sounds like PEDs for farting.
What are you, like a couple of cans of beans or something? Like,
well, I don't know, but let's find out so I can try that.
Yeah.
Ed, will you get the clock?
Sure.
I ain't trying
I'll
to be
time
hot
you through
box.
The window.
All right, let me tell you about this jackass, this influencer. Some of these influencers really piss me off with the stupid pranks they're doing. And I always like it when someone punches one of them and they go, hey, it's just a prank. Yeah, it's just a punch. That's what you get.
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and try to play games. You're going to try to scare me.
Jump out of a box somewhere. Yeah, okay.
Throw something at me. How about you'd like to be sitting on a park bench and a guy crawls underneath and he stabs you with a syringe?
What?
Yes. French influencer was jailed for 6 months over viral syringe attack prank. He was literally going up to people and stabbing them in the leg with a syringe and then walking away, like trying to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people, first off, you're stabbing somebody.
First of all, I arrested for somebody for something similar. Yeah. There was a guy running on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. This is a long time ago. I was a young cop. He was stabbing people with like a needle, just like a sewing needle. Mm-hmm. Like a little,
just poking them?
Just poking them in the ass, you know, on Fifth Avenue. Yeah.
So, Ian M., who goes by Amin Mojito, was arrested after the video shared to TikTok. In the clip, Mojito, Le Picor Fou, the Mad Stinger, the 27-year-old pretended to inject people with an empty syringe and filmed their horrified reactions. Like, look at this guy. I want to punch him in his face just for the way he looks. You goofy bastard. he's literally rolling. Like, he comes up to somebody sitting on steps and then pokes you in the leg with a syringe. The things that go through your mind, there's the movie Weapons that comes out. There's a scene where the cop goes, do you have anything in your pockets? Like
that's
something
gonna,
that's going to poke
me. We always ask that question.
And the guy says no. And as soon as he puts his hand in a pocket, he goes, damn it. And then he hits a syringe on a drug addict.
Yeah.
And when the guy's cuffed, he knocks his ass out.
Yeah.
But the things that happen, and that's not the only syringe poking thing that happens in that movie. But for somebody to do that, the things that are going to go through you don't know if that needle's dirty. You don't know where it comes from.
That's why you ask. Absolutely.
And I don't even care if you go, hey, it's just a prank immediately. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
Don't effing touch me. I mean, this stuff just pisses me off. People think they're so cute and funny. Oh, I'm just doing a prank. I love it when these guys get punched in the face, personally. Now, let's talk about this game show or whatever the hell this thing is. They just do it differently overseas. Asia, Japan, China, at least for me, I guess it's a different lifestyle. But I look at some stuff going, man, that's weird. This is something where I couldn't believe it was legal to even have something like this. A man won $14,000. $14,000 in a wilderness survival competition after spending 70 days in a remote jungle in China.
How much did he make again?
$14,000. He survived on rats, insects, and wild plants during the live-streamed event.
You got to give me more money.
Here, it says the 7 Stars Mountain Cup Extreme Wilderness Survival Challenge in the Hunan province, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ended on September 22nd after 70 days and 69 nights. 100 contestants from across China were dropped into a remote mountain region armed with only a knife and a bamboo pole. No food, no tents, no outside help. Could you imagine? Each contestant who lasted 30 days got themselves around $940. By the final stretch, just 10 remained, giving 200 grams of salt in a single stainless steel bowl to fight for the $100,000, roughly $14,000 U.S. currency. Now, I probably would have just read this story because this guy has like the best name ever. Mm-hmm. Like the best name ever. 33-year-old Yang Dong Dong. What's up? Nice to meet you. I'm Yang Dong Dong. It's a double dong if you're lucky. Anyway, he was crowned the last survivor, a beekeeper, and part owner of a wedding planning business. Yang said his survival skills came from his grandfather, who taught him hunting and trap making as a child. Yang built his own shelter out of bamboo, vines, and dry grass. He crafted a basket to catch fish and crabs and even fashioned ropes from his clothing at one point. He resorted to eating rats and insects to survive towards the end. I'd have died 5 days in.
Yeah.
Where's the DoorDash? Where do I tell them to come? Because I ain't eat nothing. I don't want to do that.
No.
Like, even when I first...
You got to give me more money than 14 grand to do that, too.
Hey, come on, man. 14K? He's 70 days in the jungle eating rats and insects.
$14,000 for that.
It doesn't even mention the fact that there's wild animals out there and you don't know what could attack
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's your world of stupid.
Yeah, that's just dumb. Man, he's stupid.
Stupid.
That's dumb. Stupid. Mike Bordick joins us at 8:45 on the other side. Ed does the hockey.
Mm. Yeah, well, did you, puck drop was last night. NHL season opened up. Four more games tonight and the full slate tomorrow. But there's a lot to talk about. Who's strong, who's not, and who in this building might get himself a Stanley Cup ring.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do the hockey up next on the Fan. The puck was indeed dropped last night with three games. Blackhawks, Panthers, Penguins, Rangers, and the Avalanche Kings. More NHL. Ed Norris, what's up, man?
A lot. There's some interesting stuff going on. I'll just give you the how the season looks to the so-called experts, the analysts, as they begin the season. Just a couple of things that I found interesting, and I have a question for you guys if you would do what I was offered here. Mm-hmm. First of all, one of the funniest things I've seen was the other night, we talked about this briefly, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers absolutely hate each other. I hate each other. I get it's a Florida rivalry. Hate each other. I still find it odd that two of the best teams in hockey, they've won like the last between them four Stanley Cups. They've gone to like six. They've won four Stanley Cups in like the last 10 years in Florida. Yeah, it's just odd. And Canada hasn't won since the mid-90s. Anybody in Canada, which is odd. But anyway, they had a fight. They had so many fights the other night in the preseason game. I think there were 186 penalty minutes. It wasn't just two guys dropping gloves. It was just everybody beating up everybody, guys ganging up on each other. Thankfully, nobody got seriously hurt that I know of, but it was kind of funny. But one of the things I find actually interesting, and this is a serious note, is what Connor McDavid just did. The Oilers are trying to go back and lose to the Panthers again. They face the Panthers every year, it seems, in the Stanley Cup final and lose. Connor McDavid signed a two-year, $25 million extension. I find this, I don't know how Joe feels, if he has an opinion on this, a two-year, $25 million extension for arguably the best player in hockey seems really low. And I don't know if he just gave a hometown discount, because there is a salary cap in hockey.
Has he won one before or no?
No. No Canadian team has won since 96.
He's been, I
didn't
know.
He's been with the Oilers forever, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So no, he has not won. And it sounds like he's actually going to try to stay with Draisaitl and make another push for the Cup and go back this year and finally figure out how to beat the Panthers, which you're not going to do because he's not physical enough.
What would be a contract, a yearly pay for a superstar in the NHL?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was going to get to that because he is, I would say, I mean, you guys know his value, I guess. He's the best player in the league, probably. Mm-hmm. And that's just $12.5 million a year, right? Kirill Kaprizov signed an 8-year extension. He plays for the Wild. Kirill Kaprizov. He signed an 8-year, $136 million contract. Grant, he's very good too. McDavid's better.
That's 17.
17 a year that comes out. That's the annual value of that contract.
Versus 12 and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
I find this a woefully underpaid contract. And I guess he's doing it just to make, you know, stay in Edmonton, give it another shot, and try to win a Stanley Cup, which I...
How old is he?
Probably 20. I'd have to look. He's probably 28, maybe 30.
Is that old?
Not 30, yeah. Yeah, he's not league a while now, I'm thinking. Let me see here.
Old man.
Yeah, I'm old man. But I just find it to be odd. That
I don't like that.
I hit it on the head. He's 28, yeah.
He'll be 29 in January.
Mm-hmm.
Has there always been, so like with that, where it seems like it's a little unfair, we had the thing when Tampa Bay kind of circumvented the IR or whatever. Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Kucherov.
By leaving a guy on the IR and then you get like, what do you get, money back to use or?
Yeah, it didn't affect the cap and then he got healthy just for the postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they ended up going again. Because they were the other one. They won two in a row and went to three Stanley Cups in a row.
Did they change that or no? Did that loophole still exist?
I don't think they changed. It's funny. The team that got affected by it was Toronto. The Maple Leafs voted for the Lightning voted against that.
That's right.
The Maple Leafs voted to approve that. They ended up getting bitten in the ass by it and then bitched about it.
And the Lightning used it.
Lightning used it, and then the Maple Leafs complained because they suffered because they lost to them. So it just kind of...
It'd be like a team voting against the tush push.
Yes.
And then winning with it.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, this is good.
Uh-huh.
We don't like it, but we'll use it.
Yeah. So anyway... Just to give you a quick rundown of the top, what people are looking at as the top teams this year, I'll just go to 10 and back because it's about all that matters. Toronto Maple Leafs, they're thinking that maybe this team is going to take a step back. They just say that they're good, but the second division title may be out of reach for the Maple Leafs. The Caps are viewed at 9, which I think is kind of cool because given the fact that, you know, Ovechkin's probably, you know, he's like 73 years old now, but they were good. They were good, and he was good. He played like, you know, he was 10 years younger last year. The Avalanche is viewed at number 8. The Jets from Winnipeg are 7. The Lightning, it says here, the way they describe it, number 6, always a threat to win the division. And they're rated as rival Toronto and Florida deal with key absences. Florida Panthers have some serious injuries. Like Kachuk's out to December, I think. Carolina Hurricanes, number 5. I've seen them as high as number 2 in the power rankings, depending on what you look at. And people probably know. Vinny Serrato's son was drafted by the Hurricanes. So if they win the Stanley Cup.
Are you saying he's going to be unbearable like Rob would have been if the Orioles had won?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if the Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup and the Orioles win the World Series, we'll have two of them in this building.
What'd I do?
Well, I don't.
What did I do?
I'm trying to figure out.
I'm paying attention to the Edge top 10, and all of a sudden.
Do you remember in Coming to America when they had rose peddlers? I'm assuming that whichever one of them wins first, they got the rose peddlers out there. Your royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Anyway,
is that what you want?
Yes. Hurricanes at 5. Panthers have at 4 because the injuries.
Don't ever say clean my royal penis. Then you ask me.
Yeah. Is that what you want?
No, I don't like that. Don't do that. Don't
that's
do
why
that
I'm moving on.
Don't
here.
Do that again.
Hold on. This is creepy. I got soft hands here.
I know.
I'm charging extra, by the way.
I don't know.
Panthers at 4.
Do I need both hands?
Oh, can I get on with this, please? Oilers at 3. The Golden Knights again. It's number 2 in the... In the power rankings. And number 1, the Dallas Stars this year in most polls. They pick up Mikko Rantanen in the offseason at the trade deadline. Mikko Rantanen, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So they pick him up in the offseason. So there's your power rankings this year for that. But anyway.
You didn't even know who Nikko is.
It was Mikko.
It's Mikko.
Yeah. Who is he? I know who he is. Who is he? He got picked up by the Stars.
Okay. For where? For where?
He plays hockey. What was his last name again? Stanley?
Rantanen.
Rantanen? Who knows? Anyway, nobody knows.
I got offered this. We have to work Black Friday, right? Because the Ravens are playing. You know what I got offered yesterday?
No. What did you get?
For Black Friday.
I got offered tickets to see the Red Wings host the Lightning in Detroit, fly to Detroit, see the Lightning play against the Red Wings on a Friday on the 28th of November, and on Saturday go to Michigan, Ohio State. How about that?
And you said no?
I can't.
The tickets are paid for?
Because the puck drops at noon on that Friday.
Hmm. Dude, I'd be tell them to piss off.
You know what I would have done? Not told that story on air and been sick Friday. Yeah, you'd have told the story now.
I took off on a Monday and Friday. I said, look, my wife got concert tickets to Ocean's Calling. And I said, you know what? I never take off during football season. I'm taking off.
Yeah, they play noon on Friday. So...
Go.
I don't know.
Can you tell us who offered you that? Is it tickets to both or would you have
both.
To? Come on, man.
Yeah.
You need to see Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Life changing.
Yeah. You have a trip of a lifetime. Life changing. When would you get to do two things you really want to do in back-to-back days?
You'd be really stupid not to take it.
Watching Jeremiah Smith run routes is like football porn.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Michael is from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
His childhood friend is in a partner in a law firm there. They have tickets to everything.
Only thing you're going to do is make Scott jealous because, you know, he's a Detroit guy.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Oh, probably wonder who's going to go.
Ed, what happens if you go to Detroit and it's just like Harlem Nights when he calls back?
I ain't coming
like,
home.
Hey, yeah, put Tracy on the phone. Yeah, I ain't coming home no more.
Man, I hope the only difference is Detroit is not the sunshine of cities, though.
Yeah.
So... I wouldn't do that for Detroit.
It is Hockey Town, USA.
Yeah.
The Red Wings are iconic, you know, they see the Lightning.
Is it octopus that they throw on the ice?
Yeah.
Yes. Where do they get them? It's a lot of
octopus store.
Where else would you get them?
Duh.
Jeremy Kahn's Daily Line at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, talking some baseball, MLB playoffs, and more with Mike Bordick up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baseball playoffs hot and heavy. Not a lot to talk about on the Oriole front right now. Most of the World Series, and after that you start knowing who's moving, who's shaking. But we're talking baseball right now from Oriole shortstop now broadcaster Mike Bordick. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How much, man?
Doing well, man. How much of these playoffs are you enjoying?
Oh, I love them all, man. I really do. I think it's fun because the game changes for the better, I think, in the postseason, right? It's more real baseball. I actually saw a wheel play executed the other day where the third base would crash, the shortstop went to third base, and they got that lead out at third. So that was fun, man. And I think managers are trying to let their starters go because of the risk of the bullpen. I'm really enjoying it, and I think they're interesting series for sure.
Who do you think comes out of the National League? I mean, the Brewers was so strong in the regular season. Obviously, lead the series right now. Who do you like there? I mean, the Tigers look like they were on fire beginning of the season, kind of petered out. But, yeah. I mean, of the four left, who do you like in the National League?
Yeah, well, I think the Dodgers are the team to beat for sure. They're just so deep, and they were hurt most of the year. They didn't play great baseball. I know at the beginning of the year they were a team where. That I legitimately thought they could, win 120 games. But then the injury bug hit them, like most teams. But they got healthy at the right time. So in September, they started healing up. Now they've got starters in the bullpen. I mean, they are so deep. They've got a veteran offensive lineup. They've been through it before.
Yeah.
And one of the hardest things to do, and I love the Brewers, too. Talk about a baseball team, real baseball team.
That's the team I picked, the Brewers.
Yeah, that they do things right. And I'm pulling for them because I think you can win with that. I don't think you have to try to hit 280 home runs and guys throw 100 miles an hour. You can win with good baseball, and the Brewers have proven that.
I got the Padres and Guardians, and I'm sticking with it. I'm going to double down.
I just picked the Padres, too.
I did. Mike, let me ask you about the Phillies real quick, because, I mean, it's got to be such a pisser to be in first place the whole year, gearing up, getting ready for the postseason. You lose your ace, but you got three other decent pitchers to go to, and you wind up coughing up 0-2 at home, and now you got to go out to L.A. to try to take it back to Philly. What's got to be going through their minds, and how tough is that to overcome? It seems like the Yankees, because they're going home, they won yesterday, things look better for them to take it to a game five.
Yeah, no, it really does. And so much momentum shifted, you know, and of course, Aaron Judge rising to the occasion, pretty impressive stuff. Mm. Yeah, the Phillies, oh man. The other night I'm watching the game, and I thought the Phillies were really in control. Some of their big boppers obviously scuffling a little bit. Schwarber, if they're able to play again, they really need his bat to come through. I mean, he's kind of a legendary folk hero almost when it comes to postseason home runs and stuff. But yeah, he hasn't gotten a hit in like a month. He's like 0 for 20 something. So yeah, they need their bats to come alive. But you know, bullpens are always risky. But I just think, you know, like that was the game the other day, that Phillies Dodgers game, where they pulled off that wheel play. And it's just another thing to kind of support the Dodgers. I mean, how come the best team in baseball can execute? And I say the best team only because of their payroll right now, and I think that's the way a lot of people look at the Dodgers. But they executed a situational baseball play that helped them win a ball game. That was impressive to me, and that's the kind of stuff that stands out. You saw in the Tigers game, you know, just situational baseball where the ball's rolling all over the place and runs score. Everything really gets highlighted and matters. And the Phillies game, and I guess I went in a roundabout way, the right fielder for the Phillies, who's had some controversy here recently, there was a ball hit. Freddie Freeman hit a ball to right field, and nothing was even brought up about how Freeman went to second base right in front of him. And
is
he
it
didn't
Castellanos, or
ball.
Was it like another guy in there? Okay.
Yeah, Castellanos. And Freeman just walked into second base, and I'm thinking, is there no urgency to try to cut down 90 feet right there? And, of course, the Dodgers have ended up scoring and winning by one run, and that was like a pivotal play. So all these type plays matters, and the Phillies, you know, they need a big hit, and they need to understand the importance of that. You know, the one or two defensive plays really make a huge impact in the postseason.
Mike Bordig. Mike, tell us all about your podcast.
Oh, wow, Rob. We had are you guys familiar with Jane Levy?
Yeah.
She is a brilliant writer.
Yeah.
She wrote some biographies about Sandy Koufax, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. But she wrote a new book called Let Me Be Commissioner, or Make Me Commissioner, or something like that. And she's got that kind of old school blood in her, where her passion for the game really comes through. And she shared that with me and Jerry the other day on the Be More Baseball podcast. And, you know, just talked about she wishes that somehow baseball could get out of its way analytically and let baseball people back in, because the passion of the game shows when real baseball people are doing it. And it just doesn't feel, it wouldn't feel as cold. So I support her in a lot of things, letting young kids into the ballpark. I mean, we see ballparks that are empty. There's 162 games, 80 home games. Why not open it up for kids 10 and under for free to kind of keep the impact of the game on the next generation? Because I fear that they're losing some young players to the game. And I also am very fearful about the 26 at the end of the 26th season, the collective bargaining agreement. I mean, and she was too. So check it out. It was a great interview, and she loves talking good old baseball.
There you go. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot, my friend.
All right, you guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks, right, Mike.
410-583-1057. Jonah Schaefer will join us at 9:30, talking Ravens as they get ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams at M&T Bank Stadium on Sunday. That game is the Fox game at 1 o'clock. NFC, AFC. Goes to Fox if it's in an NFC town.
Yeah.
So Jonah Schaefer, he'll join us. But on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, so yesterday was an incredible day. The only thing I got wrong of everything I said was Riley Green over 1.5 bases. We talked about Cal Raleigh and looking at that game, the Mariners overrun scored, and who else? We had Vlad Guerrero over 1.5 bases. He's been on fire. Both those guys homered. Pedro Guerrero. and I hit on all the plays, the two baseball games that we gave out, and, of course, a lot of the prop plays. So I went, what, 3 for 4
in
prop
plays? The under in the hockey game.
The under in the hockey
five
game.
Goals and
that
five
was
and
the
half.
Only one that really had a sweat. We'll talk about all that. I'll tell you the plays for today. There are two great weather spots in baseball.
Tree.
Oh, there's tree now. And then we'll tell you about the NHL as well, WNBA championship. I got a play for everything, and a college football play to go along with it coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.